concerned now, right? Because of the polar shift. You can't stop what's happening. And only people who really understand, like, I feel like this deep level of alien type stuff, like you've studied enough to understand and unlock the deepness of it, and you know, you've been revealed stuff that other people haven't, only they really get it. The men, the people that, for example, the powers that be, they absolutely know what I'm saying is true. That's why they're pushing that agenda so hard of these quote unquote masculine men telling you, well, we don't like this as men. We don't. But the truth is, it doesn't matter, because when the matriarch takes over, which it will, your opinion, everything that men think, it doesn't matter. I even told y'all, you're going to see men pass laws because they're going to fight so hard against the idea of matriarchic power taking over. But I've told people this. Folks, do not believe me. What's happening is balance is being restored. Yes, it is, because people don't want to talk about how I said God more than likely is a woman. Okay, boy, this subject blows folks' mind because they have not done enough deep research to unlock and understand the stuff I have. Even the level of stuff that has been revealed to me, I remember thinking like, whoo, I'm telling y'all, when you start, I'll say this, when you are on a certain path of life or you choose a road less traveled, the way God or the source will reveal things to you is a whole nother level of what some people, I realize, won't ever receive. They won't ever receive, you know, this level of understanding. But you also realize you got to be open to this level of understanding. So anywho, most of the women, and it's gonna be hard for women who are like this to understand, because I'm trying to see how to put this. I really believe for a long time that people have always believed that femininity and submissiveness have always been some type of problem for women, when the truth is, all of that is a lie. Men never doing their part is what caused women to go into the realm or the way that they've been pushed into now. Men will never admit this, because I'm not surprised. Most men don't have accountability. And men will also never admit this. You robbed a lot of women of womanhood because you are not real fathers, because you are not real protectors. And most of you have never been real providers. That's not a lie. This is genuinely true. Look up the history of the world. See, they're only always going to show you a king being a king and say, oh, a man ran this. But don't y'all think it's weird that when you think about the history of nations of the globe, you never truly hear about powerful women. You never really hear about the level of what women have done. You only hear them in the shadow of a man. See? And I want y'all to know, that's another part of history that's going to be revealed in these next couple of years. You're going to see them tell you the truth about women. And when I tell y'all, people don't believe me, the farther back you go, you're going to see the God that people keep saying that was worship, you're going to realize it was a woman. It's going to blow your freaking mind. I'm so serious. And I used to always be like, it's so weird how they always say it was a man. And I used to be like, well, what about this? Well, what about, I'm telling y'all, that's why you see them pushing that patriarchal agenda so freaking hard now. And here's the crazy part. I've never been necessarily, I don't know how to put it, against patriarchal views completely, because I do believe there are some men who actually respect women, who actually want to be men and actually want to be leaders. But I know for a fact, if men that are really in a patriarchy and really believe that and live that, right, and you understand your role as a man, I also know that you understand it's very few of you. There is not many of you who really take on that role. That's why your burden is so heavy. You understand what I'm saying? So when I see it from my perspective, especially as a woman, especially as a black woman, man, please, I am telling y'all, there is nothing they can do to stop what's happening. Even though they push it so hard. That's why you see so many of these women who have no idea what this world really is, trying to be like, oh, I'm so feminine and I'm so submissive, I'm so this. And you know, they're pushing that so hard. But I'm always laughing because I've told women this and they don't believe me. I've seen men marry whores first. When there is a woman that is way better quality, you name it, but they will always choose the woman they know they can have power over mentally. See, if you're really a man that's going to be a leader, why do you need to feel the power to control someone? Because see, what y'all don't realize is people, men and women, only truly blossom in the highest frequency of love. You cannot blossom truly and not truly be powerful when the every bit of way you think is to control or have power over something just to say you're number one. See, I understand that. And see, I have never in my life took advantage of a man. That is fact. It's not many people that can say that. Never took advantage of a man. As a matter of fact, I don't believe I've ever took advantage of a woman. I had to think about that one because I feel like when it comes to friendships and womanhood, women's sneaky. I don't believe I have. You know, I have to really think about that one. But I'm telling y'all, there is not many men that can say they've never took advantage of a woman. This is exactly why what I'm telling you, another reason why it has to take place. Men overlook so much stuff about the abuse of women and children just for the sake of a dollar, just for a sake to be powerful. There are men that are connected to other men that even though they'll say, I'm speaking the truth and I'm doing this, you know what they won't tell you? They're friends with pedophiles. They make their money with pedophiles. They allow pedophiles and walk into rooms and see people molesting, raping children, you name it, but will turn a blind eye for the sake of a dollar. You're not going to convince me that you deserve to run or be some type of oh so powerful patriarchy when I know that you do this to women and children. You don't deserve to be kings. That's what they don't get. That's why nature is balancing itself. That's why you also see a polar shift. And matter of fact, it's happened for so long that they literally kept acting like, oh, this ain't gonna never happen. When I tell y'all, these people have scientists, they can do it by the number that is fact. Tell them to run that gematria. Everything I said is facts. There is nothing you can do to stop what's coming. And I want y'all to know, at the epitome of when men were warned, like society was warned, and I promise y'all, they got contact from other species. They got contact from other stuff way before people even caught on to what was happening truly in this world. Did men stop then? They didn't. They, in fact, abused their power worse. They made shit worse. And the men y'all keep talking about, the patriarchy, what y'all think is so good, and, you know, the few men who have this standard, which I'm telling y'all, it's very small. They keep making it seem like it's a million of them. The group is so small, man, I could probably count it on a hand. I mean, truly, truly good men, right? It's such a small group, and even they know it. I say this to say, no matter how many times I've seen this, and I want y'all to know the reason why this is so crazy is because this is the scary reality of, you know, what's taking place. I see so many women tell other women, oh, you better hurry up and get you a man. You better hurry up and do this. You better hurry up and do that. You gonna, et cetera, this. I instead tell women, learn how to do certain stuff for yourself. Because when I tell you, you won't be able to trust a man. Women ain't ready for that level of truth. You won't be able to trust a man. And as a matter of fact, since we're on the subject, I'm going to go ahead and talk about, I told you guys, what's to come, totalitarian society. Some of these things are going to take place, I'm telling y'all, within these next couple of years. It's literally, you're going to see it happen. I got folks literally up here trying to convince me, oh, men are going to do, I'm going to say this again. If you're a man that considers yourself to be powerful, well, good, full of truth, you can't ignore what I'm saying is real. You will turn a blind eye to children and women being raped and murdered and slaughtered for a dollar. So many of them do that. You will not call yourself a quality man in my face when your moral can simply be compromised for money. At any sense of the term, no. And what's crazy is some of you don't believe they'll do it to your kids. They'll think, oh, I'm in the club, so it's not gonna happen to me. You're a damn fool to believe that. A damn fool. Yeah, that's the message to men, especially. You a damn fool to believe that. Man, some of these men will literally, y'all don't know how deep, man, I don't even think psychologically most men truly grasp how deep this is. Okay, I'm going to give you an example of a walkthrough of what it looks like when a man does not know he's getting ready to simply be compromised. When he has no idea the level of what he's really walking into. Everybody thinks I'm tripping. Like, I'd be like, you think you understand? I've been going through this shit since I was a child. When you realize what you truly experienced, right? And you dissect it. And you realize, damn, people will really do this. and you've witnessed it and you've lived through it, I'm telling y'all, when I tell you I know my life is very unique, there are few people in this world that have had my same experience. Few. It really is. I used to, man, I'm telling y'all, few. And then when you start meeting people that verify and back check, and you meet them and they tell you the shit that you went through and they went through the same thing, you do not know how validated and safe you finally feel for someone confirming that your reality is real. After everyone else will make you seem crazy, because the truth is they're in on your hunting, right? They're in on the abuse of you. They're in on the triggering of you. Right? They're in on you acting crazy, gang stalking, and losing your mind. They're in on it. That's why they back up more bullshit and more nonsense. Right? Now, let's get to this part, okay? I'm going to show a man what the walkthrough looks like. This is for many of you men who have no idea what's probably happening to you right now. And a lot of people always ask me, well, why do you always, you know, say stuff particularly about men? Because I fucking hate weak men. Everybody always be like, oh, the world needs better men, that we need stronger men. Because I don't think men, as much as they love talking about they want to run shit, most of you could not run your own life. And it's a hard, sad reality of truth. You can't. And when I'm telling y'all at these levels, of this level of stuff, most men do not even understand the level of demonic attacks that they finna deal with. I be literally looking at them like, you really think you understand? Okay. See, some men don't get it because they don't realize, see, you've just been introduced to it in your manhood. There are women and men like me who've been going through that shit since we've been literally children. That's why I keep telling y'all, you're crazy to believe they will be merciful on a child. You're crazy to believe that. See, most of them grew up in a sense where their childhood was protected and safe. You have no idea what happens when they know you're, like, I'm telling y'all, it's like these people have radars of knowing how powerful you are or how powerful you're going to be in the world. Like, they know. Oh, they start on you young because they're like, oh, we're going to have to do something about this. This could be a problem. They see when you're a child if you're going to become a threat. People do not believe me. I know because my life is an example. They know when you're different. See, all these other people, that's why people get mad when I tell them I can't listen to celebrities. It's not personal. I don't even hate you, but I know for a fact, knowing what you know now, how long you've been in it, say what I'm saying is a lie. That would be very interesting. Honey, them people can't even speak on certain shit. You are bound by an oath. Whew, please go over there. And that's why people get mad when I say, you can't say nothing to me. And when I say nothing, yes, I literally mean I'm not listening to a person that took an oath. You don't understand. You're in the club with lunatics, pedophiles. Y'all are literally walking in the same party. You got folks really trying to say, well, I'm different. I'm not like that. Honey, when you join the club, you're a part of them, including things you don't even want to be involved in. They will make you involved. They now run your life. They run you. That's why I told y'all. I'm very grateful that I told y'all I chose the path I chose, because I know I have the ability to free speak and free think. So you can't do that when you go to those levels and agree to that shit. You think that you can? Okay. We'll see how long before they send them demons to torment you. And when I say torment, I don't even think y'all begin to understand. This is why I didn't have kids. I'm going to break this down to y'all. This is for men. See, a lot of weak spot for adults would be your children, right? This is why most men don't realize if you're chosen or if you're on a path, right? They'll distract you with women, sex, right? Let's say you get your dream woman, the whatever your fantasy is. Oh, trust me, they already know what she look like. They will literally put somebody together, hell, a fucking demonic clone for you and make you think that's everything you ever wanted. And when I tell you, they'll flip the switch in that bitch. And when I say your entire life, everything you work for as a man, everything you think you know, your reality, it's going to blow your mind when you watch and actually observe your life and go back how deep this shit is. It'll really fuck some men's heads up. Like, this is why when you see men go crazy and shit, I always be like, I just shake my head and I'd be like, I knew. I said, I don't think this person was even aware of what's really happening to them. Or should I say, for how long? They have no idea. So I'll give you an example. Let's say you're a man, right? They'll start working on you when you're a child. You won't realize it. You won't realize it. Because as a kid, there is a sense of innocence that basically clones you or cloaks you from the maniacy in this world. It literally cloaks you. So you're not going to experience certain stuff. Okay? Now I will tell you, people that I've learned that have very heightened sense of spiritual abilities, people I know that's like me or other people I've met or encountered, like certain high gifts of stuff, high gifts of prophecy, right? Psychics, people who are clairvoyant, clairaudient. These are people, I'm telling y'all, they hear the voice of God. Folks literally don't believe me on that either. It's real, right? Or people who have sensitive, like high sensories, they can even smell stuff coming. Like if folks don't even believe, they'd be like, what's that smell? And they'll think like, oh, I'm tripping. They don't realize that's something sending them a message of you're sensing something that's happening, that's coming from the future. It's giving you a warning, right? Clairaudient, there are people that can hear things that are getting ready to happen. God warning them, telling them stuff. Okay, right? Psychic, everybody know what that means. This is very different. Psychic can also be perceived as people who are seers and stuff like that. It's the same. It's a very heightened sense. Okay, right? You'll get warnings. And when I'm telling you, this is why they be watching people's kids, because I'm telling y'all, just like when I was a child, I know for a fact they already got another group of generation of children right now that they're watching. Same type of gifts. I'm telling y'all, they know it's a lineage, same type of gifts. That's why I be telling people, you better watch your kids. For sure. Okay? Here is another thing too. And I want you to really understand this. By the time you become teenager, a young man, right, living in the world, the level of things that you experience or you're going through, you're not going to really make sense of them. Usually towards when you get to a sense of, I believe personally, maturity and growth. I wish I could say it was an age, but I don't think it's an age, because I believe that time is an illusion. I believe like our birthday and the things that we know about ourselves, I believe that's also an illusion. So I just say it comes with maturity, you know? We understand time to what we have come to know it as. But as I'm going deeper spiritually and, you know, understanding things, I'm also realizing that's just a concept. That's not real too. It's just something that they use to mark things here, to make it make sense to you. You know what I mean? But once I'm telling you, your mind starts elevating, it's like you unlock different levels of different things. Okay? Or I like to say seers, or it's like you get downloads. You get spiritual downloads of stuff from different realms, what they're trying to tell you, things they're trying to share with you, explain to you. Y'all, I'll give y'all an example of how deep this is. I know there are people who don't believe in aliens. I already know that's true. It's always going to be folks who ain't going to ever believe. That's fine. You ever wonder why every time you see a film, when they make these alien movies or projections, they never speak? You know why I realize that is? Because their frequency matches so high or on such a level that there is no reason to open your mouth to speak things into existence, because they know how powerful words are. So you know why I laugh? Because I think to myself, damn, that's like, that makes sense of how God is. So I'm telling y'all, this is why I said the idea of God is terrifying. When I always say that, it's because the deeper I think about it, realize that if God only speaks to select or certain people, right? I'm talking about where they hear the voice and you can feel it, how it shudders you in your bones. Imagine that's probably a reason why certain things or beings do not speak. Because even they know language is so sacred in itself. They know this. This is why I'm telling y'all, made sense why they create the English language. Anywho, let's go jump back into this, right? So let's say you're a young man, and I want men to hear this, because I don't even think y'all realize how people trap you, like how things go bad. I don't even think y'all really understand the concept of it. Most men, this is so unfortunate. I really wish more men had less carnal minds. And what I mean by that is, let's see how to put this. Okay. because we only understand the reality that we're living in currently, most people's mindset is will be drawn to, you know, money, the finer things in life, live nice, do this. Okay, but here is something else I've learned, right? Men usually want that so they can have power, so they can be able to be free and do certain things for themselves and so on and so on. But then, right, once you obtain that as a man, right, once you get that, then you get to the conclusion, okay, there's something else here. You know what I'm saying? And men's mindset, especially how they are, they want to go from one place and what they call, like to use the term conquering or whatever, in that sense. Right? Like, okay, I've done that. Now let me see what else this is about. Let me try this. Let me do this, or et cetera this. Here is something I realized. I don't think men have, I don't think they even came to the conclusion of this, or maybe some have, few. What do you genuinely think would happen if people start being on such a frequency that you wouldn't even feel the need to speak? This is why I'm so quiet now. Like, I'm telling you, I have learned. I only talk about stuff when I get good and ready. Like, when I know I feel like I really want to have something to say. I'm telling you, this is something so interesting. Now, men, this is something I want you to hear. Some of y'all don't realize this, but the plots and plans over your life, I wouldn't say just test, but it's to see what you're going to do. And most of these men like this, they get targeted. Oh, and this is sad, but as a woman, from my perspective, it's so easy to target them. Like, when I literally hear how carnal they are, how in the flesh they are, I'd be like, no wonder this person trapped you. No wonder you're in that situation. Like, no wonder this happened to you. You're blind. Literally blind. When I say blind, like, they have no sense of that high sensory, that high level ability. Like, they have no discernment. None. They can't even tell who a good person and a bad person is. And I be looking at them like, I meet people from day one and can tell what I'm dealing with. I'm telling y'all. And I say that because just like me, and when I say just like me, because I know I'm not the only person in the world that's like me. Right? I'm unique, sure. Absolutely. But I know for a fact it's other unique people with other unique experiences. And I know for a fact in some way we can relate, because they've been through some of this same level shit, trying to figure out, like, what? I did a video about this about women. See, men don't realize why it's so easy to attack you is because of your nature, of the way you was created, right? Sex. Hate to say that, but it's true. When I tell y'all the level of men, the way they think about sex, the way sex consumes them, it's like the reason, I don't know, some of them get out of bed in the morning, you know, whatever. I used to always be like, and I'll give you an example. I'd be like, why do men always brag about how much money they make? And my friend was like, oh, that's just, you know, a man showing his this. I said, it doesn't make sense, though. You only made more money because you wanted to make more money. You did that for you. You didn't do that for me. I literally be thinking, I've never met a man that went and made more money because he did it for a woman. He did it for himself. He wanted to feel good. He wanted to look good. He wanted to have accessibility to whatever his goal he was trying to create was. Or if he has children, right? You want to give your kids some type of better life. Never have I seen a man actually go and make money for his idea of it for a woman. It was to create more stuff for his overall image or well-being. That's how most men think. I'm just being honest. This is just my perception, right? So I would get annoyed when men try to lead with that. I'm like, okay, you have lots of money. You got cars. You got this. Good for you. I literally be like, good for you. But why are you telling me that? Because I want y'all to see they're so in the flesh and so attached to materialism. And so attached, and I don't care who disagrees, so attached to this 3D world, I think they don't even have not even begun to realize what's outside of this. Yeah, that is scary. Because there is no way, I'm being so honest with you, there is no way I'm going to listen to some man, okay, who literally is so attached to this 3D world, he don't even realize that he's spiritually under attack. And only when the men get spiritually attacked do they start realizing what's going on around them all of a sudden. All of a sudden, they start to get it. I was attacked by demons. My first thought be, sir, you've been being attacked by demons. You're just now realizing it. That's facts. You're just now realizing it. You've been being attacked. Most men, I tell them, I said, child, they probably been watching you since you've been a teenager. Probably since you was a kid. They'll look at you and be like, huh? I don't even want to tell you how deep it go, because I think it's going to scare some men. I don't even want to tell you how deep it go. It'll make you really rethink this reality. Some stuff I'm just not even going to say, because I don't think some people just ready for how deep it really is. So they'll send a woman to a man, right? And I'm telling you, she'll be everything he think he want. Right? The body, whatever he desires, facially, the hair, everything he really thinks he believes. Because I want you to know, they watched you so long that they study an idea copy of what you desire. Men don't believe when I tell them, they'll go create that bitch in a lab. And you won't even believe it's a fucking clone. You won't even believe. You will not believe this is some clone that has a demonic entity in it that's sent to you. When I tell men that shit, they be looking at me like, bitch, you crazy. I like, am I? Okay. Okay. You'll see. And when I tell y'all, oh man, this is the part that makes it so weird. I tell men this. You want to know how deep this is? Start going back and looking deep into some of the history of the women you've been with. Where she come from, right? Where was she raised? Really try to track down stuff. The shit is going to blow your mind. It's going to sound so weird and perfect that you're going to be like, hold on, what? You're going to realize how fake it is. It's like literally a person with a fake orchestrated life being introduced to you, and you're just going to think they're a normal person that was raised this way, when you have no idea what I told you is real. That's a clone in a lab with a demonic entity in it and was sent to you. Their entire life, origin story, all that shit, made up. You should see how men will look at me. I'd be like, look, if you ain't ready for that level of truth, okay. These dudes will literally, I swear to God, some of the men will be like, it's like they don't even want to accept or believe something like that could ever be true, because it'll scare the shit out of them. Telling y'all, I literally remember used to tell people, half of these folks y'all meet ain't even human. Not even human. They're like fragments or fraction of somebody, or they're clones. I remember telling people that. Folks used to think I'm like, they just look at me like, okay. Telling you, right? So then I explained to another man, I said, not only was the entity or whatever sent to you, I said, oh, what they do, make you fall in love, make you marry them, you had kids with them. So I told the man this, I said, this gonna scare you. I said, you know why they sent that to you? Because I said, just like they'll send people to me, they know when there are people here of higher divine nature, or I told them, of royal descent. And see, people think, when you think royalty, they just think the shit in this world that we live in. Nah, y'all, it's folks that's royal in like cosmic galaxies. Like, you're from literally lineages that far, that deep. Told y'all, energy doesn't die. It just continues. This is just a body that we're in. And when I tell you, it will scare y'all, it be scaring the hell out of people. Because I'm just like, and mind y'all, now, I want you to realize, right? I'm at this point in my life now, and I'm 29. I can't wait to see what I'll be like by the time I get 40. Because I was just like, man. I'm telling you, this is for the people that literally choose. I'm telling y'all to go down these paths or these different type of avenues to understand different level of stuff. And when you start realizing how fake the world you're in is, the people, it's going to make you rethink so much shit that you'd be like, what did I just experience? What did I just do? I even remember telling a dude this. I said, you know why they had kids with you? This entity, whatever this woman they sent after you, that really is a demonic spirit, a Jezebel, a person sent to take your lineage. I said, you know why they did that? Because I said, they plan on killing you and cloning you anyway and stealing everything. And the clone will just be sitting there smiling, taking pictures of you, living your entire life. That's another way that they steal people's destinies, by the way. People would never even know the difference. Folks don't even believe me. They're like, they'll never even know the difference. Now, get this. This is something I very much thought was very interesting. Did y'all know there are some people that cannot be cloned? Oh, I know I'm one of them. I'm telling y'all, it's so deep. It's about bloodlines. That's why they try to send, I'm telling y'all, these entities after these men and certain women, because they want to not just taint your bloodline. And this ain't a race thing. See, people keep thinking that it's race, like black, white, Asian. They think it's that. No, it's your blood type. Your blood type ultimately discovers or ultimately tells your genealogical history, your lineages of where you truly come from. It's in your blood. It ain't your race. So get this, right? I said, now that they then had your children, right? And your children are now a part of you. Men can't, don't even want to go to level fathoming that their children could be birthed by part of a clone. Like, their mind don't even want to understand that. Like, I swear, we ain't going to even get into that today. We ain't going to get into that today. That's going to be too deep for some people. It's going to, I'm telling you, that stuff will mess people up. But, right? They know your soft spot is your kids. So guess what they're going to try to do? Everything you've ever earned in your life, done, whatever, you know, guess what? Are they going to throw in your children? They'll turn your children against you. They'll brainwash your kids. Oh man, it's so many levels to it. I really don't think most parents truly understand that. That's how they force you and scare you into cooperating. This is why I tell people, when you have kids, especially in this world, especially in this AI age that's coming up, I personally believe you shouldn't have kids right now. This is my personal opinion. Because I see what's finna happen. Right? I told y'all, I done got plenty of visions about this stuff for years coming. I told you I had one recently. I was lying. Man, listen. The way you're going to see this stuff, like, change our society and stuff, man, I told y'all, like, very worried for the children. Honey, it won't be no idea or concept around of morality. Yeah, I don't think y'all realize how scary that is. And men, just running a conversation this day, and yes, I decided to, you know, make this video particularly about y'all, because I watched a video the other day of this man describing different spiritual experiences he was having, how he was being demonically attacked and this, that, and the third. And I remember saying, okay, yep, I said, you going through a dark night of the soul. I remember thinking, woo, you have no idea. I said, baby, you just getting started. See, some people don't want to believe some of the stuff I tell them about things I've experienced in childhood. Horrendous is an understatement. I used to always tell people, a lot of people think the worst thing in this lifetime that could happen to you would be something that happens, like, to your physical body. But the truth is, I told y'all, that's why they try to tear your spirit so bad. That's why they try to kill you in the spirit first. Because I told y'all, the spiritual realm is so real, it's realer than the reality that we live in. Which is why you see people going through so many spiritual level of attacks. And I said, first thing they're going to try to do, now they'll usually try to take your body because they think that's easier first. But the truth is, they'll try to take your mind. Because the mind is the quickest way to control things, people. Same thing with your emotions. Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. That's why these men be in they feeling so bad. When I'm telling y'all, they simply judged me so harshly. Thought they was really gonna, I guess, put me under some type of level. Oh, honey, you have no idea who you are really dealing with. When I tell y'all, I'm not being mean. Most men are really weak and they are not prepared for this spiritual level of shit that I have probably experienced in my life. I'm telling y'all, most men, they haven't even faced some of this shit until they literally became adults. And it irritates me. It's like, stop talking to me. I literally be telling men, stop talking to me. I told a man this one time and I said, don't step to me if you are not prepared to literally handle with what I come with. Mentally, spiritually. I said, I don't think you really get it. It took me so long to get here to have peace. You are insane to think I'm just going to let you in. Why? Because you have money? Because you have nice things? Because, you know, you seem to be a good man? I be thinking, man, I don't think you get it. And I'm telling y'all, most men, that's why I'm telling y'all, they will opt out so fast because I'm telling y'all, they are not prepared. Not spiritually. not mentally. I don't think you really understand what's happening even to you. Child, and don't even get me started on their kids. That's why I be telling men. I met plenty of men that have children. I be like, I'm scared for you. Especially when I hear men telling me they under demonic attack already. I said, oh, baby, they just getting started. You have no idea. I said, wait till they start demonically attacking your kids. It'll drive a man crazy. Because I'm telling you, especially if a man is in his, right, his element where he finally gets to a place of where he is in what I consider beast mode, when he actually becomes an actual man, when he realizes he actually has to protect and actually has to provide, because I told y'all, it ain't their nature to do it, even though they love saying that. You have to learn to become that. That's why I say you grow to become a man, right? When they get to that place, oh, honey, man, I'm telling y'all, it will literally, I've seen it destroy men. I've seen men even take their own life because they are coming to some type of realization. What can I do to protect my child spiritually? And this is happening. But guess what? People gonna make you seem so crazy and so insane. That's how men end up losing their kids. Remember I told y'all that? They gonna make you crazy. Oh, you're insane. You this. What is he talking about? People gonna laugh at you, ridicule you, call you insane, call you crazy. Man, they're gonna do so much stuff to you. I literally remember thinking to myself, you would be a fool to make me an enemy. And you would definitely be a fool to believe any rumor that you have probably ever heard about me. I am not what people have ever said. I even will tell you this. Ask yourself why people would even speak against me. You ain't never even met me. Why would you believe them? Telling you. I have even seen people I have known for years side against a hating ass mofo. Hating. Just a straight up hater. Ain't no other way to put it. Jealous. Just believe it. And of course, you know, they super jealous, so they gonna, you know, fuel to the fire. Add more lies, you know, sprinkle a dash of stupidity here and there. You know, add more nonsense to the story so you can think it makes sense. And don't be a man with trust issues, because, oh, it's even worse for you. See, as a woman, I can admit I have trust issues, but baby, for a good reason. I don't trust a soul on this earth. I don't care what you do and what you say. I don't trust a soul on this earth. And I want y'all to know what's so crazy is the powers that be, despite all of the things they know that happens in this world and the things they participate in from purposely harming and gang stalking people, they sound crazy as hell being like, trust me, come here, I'll guide you, join us. Why would I join something that tried to kill me when I was a child? Why would I join something that literally did everything in its power to try to stop me when it was meant for me to be? I was meant to simply just be here. I was meant to simply be one of the ones to make a change. Why are you bothered about my existence? I'm telling y'all, to me, that's a grave offense that I will never forgive. I will never view things your way. I will never be on your side, ever. That's wild. And you got other folks who be like, oh, they take it like a pat on the back. Like, oh, we let bygones be bygones. They'll make truce with their enemies. Oh, I don't play them type of games. Y'all better read books on war. People who only make truces, they will only do it if it benefits both parties. Mm-hmm. And most of these people, ain't merciful. Y'all best to believe, most of these entities, these beings, they ain't merciful. Child, please. Could you imagine wanting me to be merciful after everything you've done to me? Huh. You got to be a fool to believe I would trust anything, anybody, whatever you believe you'll send my way. You a fool to believe that. And I really be saying to y'all, I be serious. I be really dead serious about this. And I want men to really think about that. If you literally sit down and think about your life, the entities or things that you've encountered, women, this, that, and the third, when you was a man in your terrible phase, if you was a man in your whole phase, literally think about the situation. How different women entered your life. Think about it. You crazy as hell to even consider any of that being real. Oh, men ain't ready for that. It's so many men that is not ready for this level of conversation. Y'all have no idea the level of attack you are under. I am used to tell people that that's why when I say what I said about the patriarchy early, you know why it's so terrifying? The few men that's left that have actual masculinity, which is very few, you don't see them out for real. You don't see them out in the world. No, you don't. They in a little protected group. You don't see them out in the world. Can't make this up. I've never met more feminine women in a time period now. And then you got women who are Jezebels or part of these weird oath-taking craps. They don't even want y'all to be real men. That's why they promote you being feminine. Oh, every man's not going to be like this. Oh, you'll definitely hear them say that bullshit. I'll just look at them and be like, girl, go to hell. We don't need another man that acts like a woman in the time period that we live in. And see, in their mindset, oh, it's not that. But we'll see if you going to be up there fighting the wars then, since y'all just want to promote heavily feminine men. We'll see if those men are going to get the guns out and protect you and go and protect the stores in the streets when chaos hit. Okay, you should see the stuff I hear women. See, the women that I like, that they're going to promote that nonsense. Nope, this is why I stand by what I said. Nope, pray for stronger men. Oh, because we going to need them. Nonsense. I said what I said. Now, I'm going to probably do a part two to this video. Okay, and the part two is probably going to be the one that I feel like I want to speak to about women. Because I also want to say or explain to you how it is when women, same thing with y'all, when you be under spiritual attack and you probably have no idea. I've even told people this. Some of y'all men and women, you was not meant to marry certain people or have kids with some of the people y'all did. I even tell people that's how their life went into derailment, because they literally were so pressed on. I'm telling y'all, attached their materialism. And I've explained to y'all this before. When you require certain levels of wealth, money, things that in the third, understand what that's coming with. That attracts all type of entities, because they know there are more people with no morals. I swear to God, there are more people with no morals and that are completely perverted and outwardly sexually and all type of weird demonic shit that is way more attached to money than people that's not. Okay? That's why I say that. Way more attached to that. Way more attached. That's why I be looking at some of the men crazy. I keep telling you, I know truly my presence in this world. I know the power that I hold in this world. Truly, I really do know that about myself. I know I'm connected to source. I'm also not the only one. Thank God. Thank God is more of us. I swear to you. Thank God is more of us. But I say that to literally tell y'all, men and women, y'all need to think. Go back and analyze your life and literally see what I'm saying is real. It's true. I'll even give you one better. Test the blood of the women test the blood of your women, the women you're with, your children, you. Y'all gonna see what I mean about blood types. And I'm telling y'all, some of the strangest things I've ever seen is people who have different type of blood types that mix. The strangest shit y'all will ever witness, I swear to God. People think I'm making this up. And what's so funny is if you study just simple, like, you know, biology, anatomy and stuff like that, chemistry, you'll see what I'm saying, how deep it is. Even then, in that part of science, they explain to you about the mixing of some of this stuff. What it does, like what it creates. It'll blow your mind. Watch a video on it. Shit is crazy. Now, that's going to be it for my part one. I'm definitely going to do a part two soon, guys. And remember, you either want truth or lies. Peace.